Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishna Dhan Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic, the glories of Advaita Acharya. So today is the most auspicious day of appearance day of Advaita Acharya Ji. So Prabhuji will glorify the Advaita Acharya. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All the best to Srila Prabhupada, all the best to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर This session today, a very special day. We are celebrating, I was told to speak something on Advaita Acharya as it's his appearance day. According to Rupa Goswami, who mentions in Nectar of Devotion, there are some things to be done and there are some things which a devotee should abstain from. So, there are 64 limbs of devotional services he has mentioned. And Srila Prabhupada has written a summary study of that book which is called as Nectar of Devotion. And in that it's mentioned that a devotee should observe these particular days. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna Janmashtami, Ram Navami, and then Ekadashi, and appearance and disappearance days of our Vaishnava Acharyas in our Sampradaya. These tithis are very potent and very powerful, which can bestow unto us our revered object, that is love of the Lord. So when we observe these tithis themselves are potent. So we accumulate the mercy which is flowing on these days pertaining to appearance and disappearance of the particular acharyas. And because we observe these days on the instructions given by Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, and when we follow their order, we collect their blessings as well. So it's a double benefit for us. So any acharya's appearance, disappearance day is there, any Ekadashi Vrat is there. So we get to collect blessings from those acharyas, as well as we get the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami because we follow their instructions. Because by following the instructions also, we collect blessings. So it's a double benefit of these particular days and tithis. So, talking about Advaita Acharya, who is one and the prominent one amongst the Panchatattvas, when we offer our pranams to Panchatattva, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadharan, Shivas, Adi. They are all Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And Advaita Acharya is one amongst these five. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, there is one chapter, chapter number 6. It's entitled as Glories of Advaita Acharya. And in that, it begins first of all. So what we'll be discussing today is the position of Advaita Acharya and how he became instrumental for incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and why his name, what is the significance of his name Advaita Acharya, and what we can learn from him. That is what we are going to discuss today with whatever time we have at our disposal. So first of all, talking briefly about the position and the identity of Advaita Acharya. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayaya Iha Surjatyadaha Tasyavatar Evayam Advaitacharya Ishwaraha. Advaitacharya is an incarnation of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta. Mahavishnu is Jagat Karta, and Mayaya Iha Surjatyadaha, who created this cosmic world through the actions or with the help of Maya, that is his main function. And tasya avatar evayam, and his incarnation, who is him? Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya Ishwaraha. He is Advaita Acharya, and I take shelter of this Advaita Acharya. And therefore Advaita Acharya is a combined incarnation of Mahavishnu as well as Sadashiva. And there is a mantra which we call it pranam for these pancha tattvas. And who appeared as who in these five tattvas? Pancha tattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhakta avataram bhaktakhyam namami bhakta shaktikam. So there are five things pertaining to the Lord. Pancha tattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa, bhakta swarupa, bhakta avatar, bhakta and bhakta shakti. So these are the five tattvas. They appeared as the pancha tattva, and Advaita Acharya is called as bhakta avatar. So he incarnated as a devotee of the Lord. So he is Mahavishnu and Sadashiv incarnated as the devotee of the Lord. And Why this name? What is the significance of his name? That is also clarified in the same chapter, Adilila chapter number 6. Advaitam harina advaitat acharyam bhakti samshanat bhaktavataram ishamtam advaitacharyam ashraye. Advaita acharyam ashraye. I take shelter of this Advaita Acharya. Now why he is called as Advaita Acharya? So two reasons are given. This name has got two parts, Advaita and Acharya. Advaitam Harinadvaitad, because he is non-different from Lord Hari, therefore he is called as Advaita. Dvaita means separate. Advaita means non-separate or one with. So because he is one with Lord Hari, he is called as Advaita. And Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanath, because he propagated the cult of devotional service of the Lord, he is a teacher of Bhakti Yoga, and therefore he is called as Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, because he is non-different from Hari, therefore Advaita, Advaitam Harina Advaitat, and because he propagated the message of Bhakti by teaching it to the general populace, he is called as Acharya. Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanat Bhaktavataram Ishamtam. One who is the incarnation as a devotee of the Lord, Advaita Acharyam Ashraye. I take shelter of such Advaita Acharya. Such an amazing and wonderful prayer offered by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Further, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Bhakati Upadeshavino Tara Nahi Karya Atayeva Namahaila Advaita Acharya. Bhakti Upadeshavino Tara Nahi Anya Karya. There was no other work for advaita acharya other than bhakti, atayeva nam haila advaita acharya. He has no other occupation than teaching the devotional service of the Lord, and hence the name advaita acharya. And Vaishnavera guru teha jagatera arya, dui nama milane haila advaita acharya. He is the spiritual master of all the devotees and his most revered personality in the world, Vaishnavera guru. He is guru of all the Vaishnavas, and hence the name advaita acharya. So that is the name advaita acharya. And he not only his name, his activities, his everything pertaining to Advaita Acharya is auspicious. So when we just utter this name Advaita Acharya, when we take darshan of Advaita Acharya, whatever we do in relation, when we hear about him, that is all auspicious. Jagata Mangala Advaita Mangala Gunadham Mangala Charitra Sada Mangala Yaranam. Advaita Acharya is all auspicious to the world. Jagata Mangala Advaita. He is so auspicious that he has melded whole world into auspiciousness by his presence. And Mangala Guna Dham, he is reservoir of all auspicious attributes. And Mangala Charita Sada, his character is itself all auspicious. Mangala Yara Nam, and his name is also all auspicious. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to say that there are some offenses to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. When we've just recited the 10 offenses against the holy name of the Lord. But Srila Prabhupada used to say there are no offenses in chanting the names of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. And therefore, before chanting of the each Hare Krishna mantra on a new mala, new bead, before starting that, we chant this Panchatattva mantra. Because that is all Mangalmay. It is all auspicious. And when we connect ourselves by offering our obeisances to such an auspicious incarnation of the Lord as a devotee, then our life also becomes all auspicious. And therefore, all these tithis are so very important in the life of a sadhaka, which make their lives all auspicious. All purifying, all mangal. And what is the greatest gift that Advaita Acharya has offered to the world? Purve eche kaila sarva vishvera srujan avatari kaila ebe bhakti pravartan. He had formerly created all the universes in the form of Mahavishnu, but now he descended to introduce what? The path of bhakti, bhakti pravartana. Jivan istarila Krishna bhakti karidan Gita Bhagavate kaila bhaktira vyakhyan. He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of what? Krishna bhakti. Jivan istarila, he liberated and delivered all. Krishna bhakti karidan, he is giving charity. What is being given by Advaita Acharya in the charity? Gita Bhagavate kaila bhaktira vyakhyan. He explained Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Prior to him as well, there were some literatures like that, but they were Jnana Pravartila. They were propagating Jnana and Dhyana Marga. But Advaita Acharya actually, he explained all these scriptures in the light of devotional service of the Lord. And we know the greatest gift he has given. The greatest gift we have received is the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on this planet to give what no other incarnation has yet given. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalo samarpaitum unnatojvila rasam swabhakti shriyam hari purata sundar dyuti kadamba sandipita sadarudaya kandare spurutavah chachinandanah. Let that Chachinandan be always, there should be a spuran and the remembrance and the appearance of Lord Chachinanda in my heart always. Anarpita charim chirat, from long time, what no other incarnation has given till now. Samarpaitum, to give that. Unnata ujjvala rasam, to bestow that highest nectar to the general populace. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and who became the instrument of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So there is a third chapter in Adilila which entitled external reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So there are internal reasons for Lord's appearance, to taste the mood of Srimati Radharani, what ecstasy she feels. And there are some external reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, as it's the Yuga Avatar time to appear. But the main external reason, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, is because Advaita Acharya helplessly called for the Lord being compassionate towards all living entities. So his compassionate call made Lord appear on the planet. Yahara Tulasi Jale, Yahara Hunkare, Swagana Sahite Chaitan Nera Avatare. He worshipped Lord Krishna with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges and called for him with a loud voice. Yahara Hunkare. Hunkar is the loud voice. And Swagana Sahite, along with all his associates, Chaitan Nera Avatare. He made Lord Chaitanya to appear on the planet by his methodology of worship of the Lord and his appeal to the Lord, Hunkar. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Sankirtan movement through Advaita Acharya. Yaradwara Kaila Prabhu Kirtana Prachar, Yaradwara Kaila Prabhu Jagat Nistar. It is through whom Advaita Acharya, Yaradwara Kaila Prabhu Kirtana Prachar, through whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread the holy name all over the planet. Kirtana Prachar, Yaradwara Kaila Prabhu Jagat Nistar, and he delivered the people through this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which was spread with the help of Advaita Acharya. And we know there are two main associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were ordered to go and preach to the masses, Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya. They would go together and do preaching. Now, Advaita Acharya, he became the instrument for bringing or for the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this planet, but he never took the credit for the same. That, you know, I am the responsible person. Never. Now, we, if sometimes invite some special guest to the temple and we may say, now I have invited this person. Oh, let me be there. But Advaita Acharya, he doesn't even take the credit for making the Lord incarnate, because he had done that out of his Dasya Abhiman. So this is peculiar quality of Advaita Acharya. What he says that Chaitanya Gosai ke Acharya kare Prabhu Jnan, apna ke kare natar Das Abhiman. Chaitanya Gosai ke Acharya kare Prabhu Jnan, because Advaita Acharya was elder than the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is from the previous generation actually. And therefore, we have Advaita Acharya depicted in picture with beard, you know, sometimes like an old man, because he was much elder to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of courtesy, would always offer respect to Advaita Acharya and always treat him as a senior and elder person. But Advaita Acharya would never like it. Apana ke karina tar das abhiman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya would always consider himself as the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is Dasya Abhiman. Now, this word is very interesting. When we say Abhiman, that is pride. And when we say Dasya Abhiman, it means taking pride in being servant of the Lord. Such an amazing pride, actually. So when we say we should not be proud of, we should not be proud of our own achievements and accomplishments, but we can be proud of our connection. We can be proud of our parampara. Yes, I am connected to such a great parampara. I am not great, but I am connected to the people who are great. I am servant of them. And that is called as Dasya Abhiman, which was there in abundance in Advaita Acharya. Sei Abhiman Sukhe Apana Pasare Krishna Dasa Ho Jive Upadeshak Kare. Now, he forgets himself in the joy that conception and teaches all the living entities. What he teaches to all living entities? you are servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Dasaho, Jive Upadesh. So he himself would consider himself as the servant of Lord Chaitanya, and that's what he would teach others. So what is within, that's what comes out. You take a sponge, you dip that sponge into the water, take it out and squeeze the sponge, only water will come out. So similarly, whatever is there within, when that person goes out, the same things also come out. That is also the glory of Srimati Radharani. Krishnamai Krishnayar bhitare vahire yaha yaha netra pade taha Krishna sphure. She is called as Krishnamai, she is made up of Krishna. Inside there is so much full of Krishna that whenever she sees whatever things, yaha yaha netra pade taha Krishna sphure. Wherever she sees, she just see Krishna. She sees the tamal tree, she embraces, thinking that to be Krishna. She sees a black cloud, monsoon cloud, she immediately thinks of just Krishna, because inside so much of full of Krishna, that is within that, that's what comes out. And on the contrary, when there is lust, there is anger, there is greed, which is filled within, you are full of that, and when you see something out, then you see that as the object of exploitation. And the contrary name is Hiranyaksha. Hiranya means gold, Aksha means to see. So Hiranyaksha was the demon who would see anywhere, he would want to extract the gold for himself. And to such an extent he extracted, you know, the earth was like thrown out of its orbit because of that. So much of extraction, exploitation. So that was happening. So one mentality is to exploit, another mentality is to serve. So that will come out, whatever is fed within. So if within we are just full of Krishna, then that Krishna element will come out. Within we are just full of our anarthas, then those anarthas will come out and take a shape of exploitation in the outside world. So the choice is ours. And therefore this Dasya Abhiman, so he would say Krishna Das. So Advaita Acharya inside has this mentality of Krishna Das, and externally also he would preach to the people, become the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Das ho Jive Upadesh Kare. Krishna Das Abhimane Ye Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukhana He Tara Eka Bindu. That was his conviction. The conception of Krishna Das Abhimane. When we take pride in being servant of Krishna, Ye Ananda Sindhu, then we are drowning ourselves in the nectarian ocean of happiness. Ananda Sindhu. And Koti Brahma Sukhana He Tara Eka Bindu. Even the happiness of merging into the impersonal Brahman, even if it is multiplied by 10 million times, it is not even a drop compared to this Ananda Sindhu of Dasya Abhiman. So therefore, Advaita Acharya had this Dasya Abhiman and he would always float into that ocean of nectarian happiness of being the eternal servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Muiya Chaitanya Das Aranityananda Das Bhava Samana He Anyatra Ananda. He said, Nityananda and I are the servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the declaration of Advaita Acharya. Mui, I am, and Ye Chaitanya Das are Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu and myself are the Das, servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Dasya Bhava Samana He Anyatra Ananda. There is no other happiness more greater than the happiness of being called as the servant of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to such an extent he wanted to serve the Lord that at one point of time actually he even preached Mayavad philosophy to be chastised by the Lord. In the last chapter of Adilila, chapter number 17, it is mentioned that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we have discussed, would always offer respects to Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya did not like it. Advaita Acharya had this Dasya Abhiman कूट कूट के भरा था. सो दैट दास्य अभिमान वॉज देयर एंड ही वुड नॉट लाइक इट दैट चैतन्य महाप्रभु हु इज सच अ रिनंसिएंट सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड ही इज ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू मी. ओ माई गॉड, दिस शुड नॉट हैपन. सो आई शुड नॉट लव दिस. बट चैतन्य महाप्रभु वुड नॉट लिसन. आचार्य गोसाई रे प्रभु करे गुरु भक्ति ताहते आचार्य बड़ा हय दुखमती. बिकॉज चैतन्य महाप्रभु वुड ट्रीट अद्वैत आचार्य एज अ गुरु स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर गुरुमती गुरु भक्ति करे गुरु भक्ति यू ट्रीट हिम एज अ गुरु एंड ताहते आचार्य बड़ा हय दुखमती एंड देयरफॉर चैतन्य अद्वैत आचार्य वॉज मिजरेबल. ही वॉज दुखमती. ही वॉज ग्रेटली डिस्ट्रेस्ड एगोनाइज बाय दिस फीलिंग that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering me so much of respect. Bhangi kari jnana marga karila vyakhyan krodhaveshe prabhutare kaila avajnyan. So therefore Advaita Acharya decided a means that I will go amidst mayavadis and I will do ज्ञान मार्ग करील व्याख्यान. आई विल गो एंड प्रीच अबाउट ज्ञान मार्ग विच चैतन्य महाप्रभु डज नॉट लाइक एंड वेन आई विल डू दैट देन लेट अस सी व्हाट इज रिएक्शन इज देन ही विल नो मोर ऑफर मी रिस्पेक्ट एंड ही विम्सिकली भंगी करी ज्ञान मार्ग करील व्याख्यान. ही स्टार्टेड प्रीचिंग अबाउट दिस फिलोसॉफिकल स्पेक्युलेशन एंड लॉर्ड केम देयर. लॉर्ड बिकेम सो एंग्री. अद्वैता व्हाट इज डूइंग कुर्दा विषय प्रभु तारे कैले अवज्ञान. एंड देन लॉर्ड वॉज सो एंग्री टू एन एक्सटेंट ही स्टार्टेड बीटिंग अद्वैताचार्य एट वन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. एंड देन अद्वैताचार्य वॉज सो प्लीज एटलीस्ट ही हैज एक्सेप्टेड नाउ मी एज ए सर्वेंट बिकॉज ही इज पनिशिंग मी. तभी आचार्य गोसाई रा आनंद होइल. अद्वैताचार्य बिकेम वेरी हैप्पी. लज्जित हैया प्रभु प्रसाद करील. एंड ही वॉज लॉर्ड चैतन्य वॉज समवॉट अशेम्ड. But then he offered Advaitacharya his mercy. And then Advaitacharya was very happy that now Lord Chaitanya has treated me as his servant because he has punished me. So that was his Dasya Bhav. And not only his Dasya Bhav, we may say, I'm servant of the Lord. And then what do? I take a blanket and go to sleep? No, I'm humble, I'm servant of the Lord, but whatever it takes, I will do to expand the preaching mission of the Lord. That is an attitude of a servant. And therefore, about Advaita Acharya, he had a BMW. Now you might wonder, what is this? You know, this BMW is the model of a car which mainly rich people use. And then Advaita Acharya had a BMW at that time, so many 550 years ago. So this BMW stands for, I will explain. तहार प्रकाश भेद अद्वैताचार्य काया मनोवाक्य तारे भक्ति सदा कार्य. प्रकाश भेद तहार प्रकाश भेद अद्वैताचार्य. अद्वैताचार्य इज द एक्सपेंशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड. एंड व्हाट इज हिज कार्य, व्हाट आर हिज एक्टिविटीज? कायो मनोवाक्य तार भक्ति सदा कार्य. ही वुड ऑलवेज परफॉर्म हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस विद द हेल्प ऑफ दिस थ्री BMW. Body, mind and words. That is his BMW. With his body, with his mind and with his words, he would always engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes on further to explain how he would do that. How his body, mind and words were engaged in the preaching mission of the Lord. First of all, he explains about his words. वाक्य कहे मुई चैतन्येर अनुचर. वाक्य थ्रू द वर्ड्स व्हाट ही वुड से, आई एम सर्वेंट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, ही वुड से विथ हिज वर्ड्स. सो दैट इज हाउ वर्ड्स वेर बींग यूटिलाइज. मुई तार भक्त मने भाव निरंतर. एंड व्हाट ही वुड थिंक इन हिज माइंड, आई एम हिज डिवोटी, आई एम हिज डिवोटी, आई एम डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, आई एम डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड. दैट इज हिज कॉन्स्टेंट थिंकिंग. सो दैट इज हाउ ही वुड think in his mind. So words are explained, mind is explained, and his body, what he would do with his body. Jala tulasi diya kare kaya te sevan bhakti pracharya sav tarila bhavan. With his body, he worshipped the Lord by offering Ganges water and tulsi leaves. Jala tulasi diya kare kayate sevan. Kayate, kaya means body. With the help of his body, he served the Lord by offering jal and tulsi and bhakti pracharya. And he preached the message of devotional service. Sab tarila bhuvan. He delivered the entire world with the help of this. So his body we saw offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water to the Lord. That's how his body he utilized. Mind is utilized in thinking that I am a devotee of the Lord. And W, words are utilized in declaring that I am the servant of Lord Chaitanya, and he would preach to the people also. You also become the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So that's how he utilized his BMW, that is body, mind and words. Now, as we discussed, Advaitacharya was the primary instrument in making Lord Chaitanya incarnate on this planet. So let me take back to you more than 550 years ago, when all the senior associates of the Lord, they have appeared on this planet. Advaitacharya has appeared, Shachimata has appeared, Jagannath Mishra has appeared, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, they have appeared, and the condition of the world is very bad. Chaitanya Bhagavat actually goes on describing elaborately before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya what was the situation of the planet. Horrible description is given in. People were just doing karmakanda. They were just engaged in all kinds of activities, and there was no tinge of bhakti. So everyone's goal was just these dharma, artha, kama, moksha, what we can say. And this panchama purusharatha, the prem, the loving devotional service of the Lord was missing. And everybody was just engaged in karmakanda, doing something so that I go to some higher planet. That's all was the goal. And everyone was bewildered. No one was interested in the pure devotional service of the Lord. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Prakatiya dekhe acharya sakala samsar Krishna bhakti gandahina vishaya vyavahar. Advaitacharya, having appeared, he found the world devoid of devotional service to Lord Krishna. Krishna bhakti gandhahina. There was no gandha. There was no smell of Krishna consciousness. And vishaya vyavahar. People were engrossed fully in the material affairs. Keha pape, keha punne, kare vishaya bhog, bhakti gandha nahiyate, yaya bhava rog. Keha pape, some of the people were engaged in all kinds of sinful activities. Keha punne, some of the people were doing punya, the pious activities. And keha kare vishaya bhog, some of the people were just grossly engaged in materialistic activities. But there was no bhakti gandha nahi. There was not even a tinge of devotional service on the entire planet. Yate, yaya bhava rog, and all these activities were entangling people into this bhava roga. Srila Prabhupada gives an amazing purport here. Advaita Acharya saw the entire world to be engaged in the activities of material piti and impiti without the trust of devotional service or Krishna consciousness anywhere. And very important point he mentions, the fact is that in this material world there is no scarcity of anything except Krishna consciousness. He is reiterating the point which was stressed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as well. Repeatedly it comes in these purports actually. I'll again repeat, the fact is that in this material world there is no scarcity except the scarcity of Krishna consciousness. And therefore people were engaged in punya, some were engaged in papa, some were engaged in bhoga, but Krishna bhakti gandha hina. There was not a tinge of devotional service of the Lord when Advaitacharya saw this condition of the planet, there was natural compassion flowing in his heart. Lokagati dekhi acharya karuna hruday, vichara karena loker kaiche hita hoy. Seeing the activities of the world, lokagati dekhi, when he saw the activities of all these people in the world, acharya karuna hruday, his heart was filled with compassion for all the living entities, and vichara karena, he started thinking, wa lokera kaiche hita hoy, how could I act for the benefit of all the people? That is what he started thinking. That is actually the greatest welfare which one can think of. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, this sort of serious interest in the welfare of the public makes one a bona fide acharya. Why? Why Advaita Acharya is called as a bona fide acharya? Because of a genuine concern for all the living entities and to liberate them. And the same genuine concern we see in all great acharyas. Even Srila Prabhupada, he had that great concern. He was happily doing his sadhana in Vrindavan, in the Radha Damodar temple. The quarters were given to him. He would get the prasadam of the Lord. He would go and bathe in the Yamuna river. He would chant and everyone would know him as the Babaji. He was a sannyasi by that time. But Lokanistarile, he was concerned. He was also pondering, how can I do greatest benefit for the people in general? And not only that, he had also the order of his spiritual master go and preach in the Western world in the English language. So that was not allowing him to sleep, and out of this genuine concern, he left the Vrindavan and he went to America to spread the message of Krishna consciousness. And before going to America, actually Srila Prabhupada, it is mentioned, he goes to Shantipur. There is a big story of how he gets a free ticket for Jalduta. After getting that, Srila Prabhupada comes to Shantipur, wherein Advaitacharya house is there. The Shaligram Shila, which was used by Advaitacharya, which was worshipped by Advaitacharya for offering the Tulsi leaves and the Ganges water, that is still there. So Srila Prabhupada had this faith that Advaitacharya made Lord Chaitanya descend on this planet, and he had that compassion for all the living entities. So let me take the blessings of Advaitacharya and go into this field of preaching. So Srila Prabhupada went there, took blessings of Advaitacharya, spent some time there, and then he departed to the Western world. So therefore, we see that the great devotees are always filled with compassion in their heart. Advesta sarva bhutanam maitraha karuna evacha. Their heart is filled with a lot of compassion and karuna. Same thing we see. Narad Muni carries the same mood of compassionate heart. When he saw Nalukkuvar and Manigriva grossly enjoying the sense objects amidst the holy river on the Kailash mountain, he cursed them that you are engrossed into this sense gratification, you have become inert and dull, so you become trees. But what kind of trees? Just making them trees is not a good punishment. So, compassion within his heart made them into the trees in the Nanda Bhavan. And Lord Krishna actually, when he came scrolling, he remembered Narada's compassion for these two personalities, and therefore he liberated them. So great Vaishnava's compassion became the cause of liberation of many in the entire Vaishnava history. We see Prahlad Maharaj's compassion for the people in general. Naivo dvijay paradurattya vai taranyastvad viryagaya namaha mrutamagna chittaha shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartham maya sukhaya bharam udvahato avimodhan. So what he prays, he is offering prayers to Lord Narasimha Deva. What he says, na udvijay, my Lord, I am not disturbed, I am not in anxiety. For what? Paradurattya vaitaranya, to cross this Vaitarna river, to go beyond this Vaitarna river and get liberation. I am not anxious about that. I can do that very easily. Tvadvirya gaya namaha mrutamagna chitta. I can just chant and glorify you, do your katha, and amrutamagna chitta. And my chitta, my consciousness is already absorbed in glorifying you to such an extent that when I keep myself ground into that ocean of nectarine katha of yours, and that is enough for my liberation. I'm least bothered about my liberation. But there is a shoka in my heart. Shoche tato vimukha chetasaha, those whose consciousness is away from you, vimukha chetaha, because of what? Indriya artha. They are always engaged in their sense gratification, maya sukhaya, for the illusory happiness, bharam udvahato vimudahan. They have become mudha, they have become fools, because they are carrying this a lot of burden on their heads, on their shoulders, of this sense gratification, and I want to liberate them, and that is the object of my concern, my Lord. I am not at all concerned with my liberation. I am not concerned. So that is the compassion of a pure devotee of the Lord. So we see that similarly Advaita Acharya had this compassion in his heart, and he had this compassion, but what kind of activities he would do before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya? He saw this condition all around. Prabhura avirbhava purve yata vaishnavgan advaita acharya rasthane karena gaman. Prabhura acharya na purve, before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, yata vaishnavgan, whoever Vaishnavas were there during his time, advaita acharya rasthane karena gaman, everyone, they would assemble in the place of advaita acharya, and what they would do? Gita Bhagavata kahe Acharya Gosai Jnana Karma Nindikare Bhakti Ra Badhai. Gita Bhagavata kahe Acharya Gosai. Acharya Gosai, Advaita Acharya, he would discuss Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. When the devotees come together, they have only one business. Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayantah Parasparam Kathayantascha Mam Nityam Tushanti Charamanti Cha. They always take pleasure in talking about me, discussing about me, glorifying the activities of Krishna. Gita Bhagavata kahe Acharya Gosain. They would always discuss Gita and Bhagavata, and Jnana Karma Nindi, he would decry the path of Jnan and Karma, Nindi kare Bhaktira Badhai, and would glorify the process of Bhakti. Tarasange Anandakare Vaishnaveragan Krishna Katha Krishna Puja Nama Sankirtan. Tarasange, in the association of Advaita Acharya, Anandakare Vaishnavagan, all the Vaishnavas were fully happy. They were drowning in the ocean of nectar. Of what? Krishna Katha Krishna Puja Nama Sankirtan. They would do Krishna Katha, they would do Krishna Puja, and they would do Nama Sankirtan. So doing that, they were fully absorbed and happy in doing whatever they would do. Now they are happy, but in the outside world people are suffering. So inside they are happy by their Krishna conscious practices, but when they would see out, the miseries of the people around would not allow them to peacefully enjoy their happiness. Kintu sarva loka dekhi Krishna bahirmukh, vishaye nimagna loka dekhi paya dukha. किन्तु सर्वलोक देखी कृष्ण बहिर्मुख वेन दे वुड सी ऑल द पीपल अराउंड नवद्वीप दे आर कृष्ण बहिर्मुख दे हैव टर्न देयर फेसेस अवे फ्रॉम कृष्णा एंड वॉट दे आर डूइंग विषय निमग्न दे आर ऑलवेज एंगेज इन सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड वेन लोक देखी पाय बड़ दुख वेन अद्वैताचार्य एंड ऑल द एसोसिएट्स वेन दे वुड सी ऑल दीज पीपल देयर हार्ट्स वेर पेन्ड. As I mentioned, same thing happened with our Srila Prabhupada. When he was there in the Vrindavan, he was happy doing Krishna Katha, Krishna Puja, Nama Sankirtan. He was also doing that. Devotees will come to meet him. They would do Krishna Katha. They would do Krishna Puja. They would do Nama Kirtan. And Ananda Kare Vaishnavera Gana, they were all happy. But when he would see all the people, Krishna Bahirmukha Loka Dekhi, when they would see all the people away and turning away from Krishna, becoming miserable, Vishay Nimagna Dekhi Paya Dukha, they would become miserable. And because of that misery, Advaitacharya would not remain happy doing what he was doing, and he wanted to do something. He thought only when the Lord appear, then something can be done. Apani Sri Krishna Yadi Karena Avatar, Apane Acharya Bhakti Karena Prachar. When if Sri Krishna himself appear and takes incarnation and he would preach himself, then something can happen. Namavinu Kalikale Dharmanahiyar, Kalikale Kaise Habe Krishna Avatar. How in the Kali Yuga, there is no other hope than the holy name of the Lord. And Lord, when He comes and spreads the holy name, then there are some chances that something good, something auspicious will happen to these people of this world. Shuddha Bhave Karibe Krishna Aradhan Nirantara Sadainye Karibe Nivedan. It came, he's thinking, huh? Still now he's thinking, Shuddha Bhave Karibe Krishna Aradhan. With a purified state of mind, I will worship Krishna and I shall constantly petition him in the mood of humility. Aniya Krishna Karon Kirtana Sanchar Tabese Advaita Nama Safala Amar. My name Advaita will be fitting if I am able to induce Krishna to inundate the moment of chanting the holy name of the Lord. I should do something. And when I was thinking in his mind, कृष्ण वश करीबेन कोण आराधने विचारिते एक श्लोक आईलतारो मने. And he was thinking like that and how to propagate the worship of Krishna, and immediately one shloka comes in his mind out of nowhere. So he from Gautamiya Tantra, one shloka comes directly into his mind. तुलसी दल मात्रेण जलस्य चुलुकेण वा विक्रीणते स्वयमात्मानं भक्तेभ्यो भक्तवत्सलः. Tulsi dala matrena, just by offering some tulsi leaves and tulsi dala matrena jalasya chulukenava, and some amount of water when offered to the Lord with love, vikrinite swayam atmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsala. Lord is so bhaktavatsala that he will sell himself to those who just offer few tulsi leaves and water. This shloka comes into the mind of Advaita Acharya. The point is that when we are also concerned about some service to be rendered for the pleasure of the Lord, Lord gives intelligence from within. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. 10.10 Bhagavad Gita, Lord says this. Those who are always, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam, those who offer their devotional service with a loving heart, I give the intelligence to them. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto, chapter number 9, Yashodama is pastime, when the milk was boiling on the other end and Krishna was here drinking, sucking the breast milk of Mata Yashoda, she was in dilemma. What should I do? Should I go there and take the milk pan out, or should I keep feeding my breast milk to Krishna? She was in dilemma, what to do. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that whenever we are in dilemma, we should sincerely pray to Krishna for that guidance, within us, and Krishna provides that guidance. So same guidance Krishna provided Advaita Acharya because of his sincere, because of his genuine concern for the living entities. And out of nothing, this shloka comes to his mind, and then he decides that now I have got this shloka. E shloka artha acharya karena vicharana krishna ke tulasi jal deyayi jan tararuna shodite krishna karena chintan jal tulasi samakichu ghare nahi dhana. Advaita Acharya is still considering in this way, not finding any way to repay the debt as he owes to one who offers him tulsi leaves and water. Krishna will think that there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to tulsi leaf and water, and I will put Krishna in debt, and to return his debt, he will have to descend on the planet. And he was committed for that. Krishna avatarite acharya pratidnya koriya krishna puja kare tulsi ganga jal diya. Now he was committed, he has done a pratigya. Pratigya kariya means what? Taking a vow, a solid vow, that I will make Lord Krishna descend. Krishna puja kare tulsi ganga jal diya. He started worshipping his shaligram shila, what he had, and started offering tulsi and ganga jal. Ganga jal tulsi manjiri anukshan krishna pad padma bhavi kare samarpan. And he started offering the lotus, tulsi birds and the water from the Ganges to the Lord. And he also started praying to him. Krishnere avahan kare kariya hunkar e mate krishnere karaila अवतार. कृष्णेरे आवाहन करे स घन हुंकार, हुंकारे आकृष्ट हैला व्रजेंद्र कुमार. नाउ द लाउड क्राइज अलॉन्ग विद द तुलसी लीव्स अलॉन्ग विद गैंजिस वाटर ही वॉज ऑल्सो ऑफरिंग इंटेंस प्रेयर. स घन हुंकार, he was appealing. Hunkare akrushta haila Vrajendra Kumar. Vrajendra Kumar, the Lord of Vrajbhumi, Nandanandan, he was attracted by the prayers of Advaita Acharya, and he descended on the planet Earth in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the loud cries, Sa Ghana Hunkar. So we can see that he is an acharya. Acharya means what? One who teaches by his own example. So what examples he had set? He is all auspicious. And the deep compassion within his heart for the fallen conditioned souls, that is what he has shown us. And not only a good intention, but backed up by good actions, a proper plan for that. And pratigya, what a solid determination he had that I will make Lord to appear on the planet. And he did hunkar, no, Hindi, we recently sang a bhajan. Kona kahita hai bhagwan aate nahi Draupadi ki tarah tum bulate nahi. Who says Lord doesn't appear? Lord appears. But we don't call the Lord like Draupadi. We don't call the Lord like Gajendra. We don't call the Lord like Advaita Acharya. So we can learn from them how to call the Lord. When we also daily chant our rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we need to connect our heart in which there is a deepest need for Krishna. We have levels of heart. One is a biological heart wherein we just pumps the blood. We have emotional heart wherein which is the seat of emotions, love, compassion, anger, hatred. All these emotions are seated in the heart, and deep within there is a spiritual need. Harir hi sakshat bhagavat sharirinam atma dashanam ivato yamipsitam. As the fish is always in need of water, when the fish is taken out of the water, the fish dies. So the greatest need of the water for greatest need for the fish is that of water. Similarly, the greatest need for the living entity is that of the Lord. And when we understand that need, Srila Prabhupada used to say that when we chant, we should cry like a baby crying for its mother. Similarly, Saghana Hunkar, that when we call for the Lord, we need to deeply connect in our spiritual heart and understand that this is my need, my Lord, and I'm going to invite you, take that sankalpa, take that pratigya, and then connect to the holy name. And then when we chant with this spirit, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we can make Lord descend through the fragrance of Krishna consciousness which we develop. And when with that, when we carry the Lord, go Tahara Rudaye Sada Govinda Vishram, when we give Lord Govinda shelter within our hearts through this process of chanting and connecting to the Lord, and we feel our heart so much with Krishna that when we go out, what will come out is only Krishna, and that is preaching. Preaching is not something like artificial imposition on something that you do this, you do that. What is there in your heart, that comes out, that is preaching. When you listen to Srila Prabhupada's tapes, every Monday in our temple, we play Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Prabhupada. His classes are so simple. 1968, 69, 70s classes, when we hear, same basic philosophy Srila Prabhupada gives. But because his heart was so full of Krishna and so full of compassion for the living entities, those simple words could create a great impact on the lives of millions. So this is what we can learn today from Advaita Acharya, that having a deep concern for the living entities like Srila Prabhupada and trying to invite Lord in our lives, making our lives auspicious and spreading that auspiciousness all around wherever we go, what Srila Prabhupada did. And we can pray to Advaita Acharya. Like Srila Prabhupada, before going to the Western countries, he went and took blessings of Advaita Acharya. Similarly, on this particular day, on his appearance day, two things we need to do on the appearance day of a person. Because that on the appearance day, the person is very magnanimous. We like to celebrate our birthdays. We are happy on our birthdays. So on the appearance days, these acharyas are happy. They are magnanimous and they want to offer any benediction. So we can pray to them that whatever faith they had in the name of the Lord, in the process of the Lord, that has given same faith, we may also imbibe on this particular day. We can ask for the strength to continue in our devotional practices. This is what we can ask for. And second, when we celebrate someone's birthday, we give them a gift. We offer them something. A gift is given. So, when we celebrate Advaita Acharya's appearance day, what we can do is, we can also offer some gift. Now, what kind of gift? They are in need. They are concerned. When we make our concern, that is the greatest gift. Aligning our will with the will of the Lord, that is the greatest alignment of dharma. That is dharma. Karishye vachanam tava. Arjuna aligned his will with the will of the Lord, and then the Lord was happy. So similarly, when we align, we take commitment that yes, Advaita Acharya ji, whatever was your concern, I will make that as my concern. And I will like to do what you wanted to do. You made Lord Chaitanya appear for such a noble cause of spreading the message to the people. Let me also, I will also try to follow in your footsteps and try to do something from my limited capacity and offer something to you on your appearance day. And he will happily accept whatever we offer to him on this particular day. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. जय श्री अद्वैताचार्य की जय. श्री अद्वैताचार्य आविर्भाव दिवस महामहोत्सव की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. हरे कृष्ण.
थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर ब्यूटीफुल क्लास. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर telling us what we should offer to Advaita Acharya on the auspicious day of his appearance day. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. So now I would request devotees, if they have any questions or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very nice, very, very wonderful class. And in your class, I also smelled some fragrance that Gopal Prabhu, his style, his speaking, so you're also some of them, like similar, it's like that. It's very, very nice. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very beautiful class, Prabhu. I have a question, Prabhu. So on this auspicious day, we do fasting, right? Half a day. Is that complete fasting or like without water, or can we take water, and how the fasting works, Prabhu?
Ideally, it is without water till midday, 12 o'clock, 12 noon. Ideally, it's without water. But if because of some medical reasons you are unable to fast without water till 12, then you may take water as well. This is the external form. But internal is the mood with which we celebrate the appearance day. That is more important. And externally, yeah, also it's also important that when we fast, we are showing our love for the Acharyas or the Lord when we fast. So ideally, if without water, fine. If not that, with water. But at least we should not eat something during that particular time. We can take water. If something more is being demanded by your body, you may take milk. But ideal is, as I said, Nirjal. Then next is Sajal. That is can be done.
So water, milk also is okay if somebody is not able to do it.
Yeah, if someone is not able to do, milk can be taken.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for clarifying my doubt. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So thank you all. I think we can depart now.
Yes,
Prabhuji, very, very amazing class. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can end the call if no one has any questions. Okay. So, Vancham Kartar Bhishya Kripa Sindhu Evcha Patita Nam Pamedyo Vaishnavipo Namo Nama Anant Koti Vaishnavindu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ki Jai. His great Krishna Dhan Prabhu Ki Jai. So thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.